Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the morning service. Let's start with a prayer. Thank you, God, for this new day that you made. Thank you for the night that we could sleep, that you are always with us. Thank you, God, that we have your word, and I pray that you would teach us today, that you would speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have a little son, and he is 10 months now, and I never thought that it would start so early that we have to teach him, to educate him, to discipline him. And sometimes it's not so easy for him, not so easy for us, but it's so important. And I was reminded of a scripture in the Bible, and let's see what God says about education. You can open Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. It says, "After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, 'My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you.'" So the Bible talks about encouraging words. He talks about discipline, and it talks about correction. So sometimes in another translation, it's also punishment. And all this together is the education of God that we are in. And it means also, it's not only this negative kind that we sometimes think of when he corrects us or when he has to discipline us. It's also these encouraging words. And it's like a training. He wants to show me, God wants to show us something like we as parents try to show our children. And it says, we should not make light of the Lord's discipline. That means if he disciplines you, it's important that you're not being indifferent over it. And it says we should not give up. Sometimes we get maybe tired or we get frustrated if the Lord corrects us. But the word says we should not give up when he does that. Because in verse 6 we read, "For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child." So if the Lord is punishing, correcting, disciplining you, it's a proof for his love. It's a proof for his grace and his care for you. Because it says, each one he accepts as his child, he will discipline. So if you are his child, and I hope you are, that it means that he will discipline you. He needs to discipline you. We read in Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12. "My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights." So it's a very similar verse as we read in Hebrews, and it says, the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. God is your father, and he delights in you. And it's very important that we see he's a loving father, he's a perfect father. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it says, "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?" On earth, we have fathers, and we have very good fathers. Maybe not everyone, but there are very good fathers in this earth. And if even we as humans love our children and give good gifts to our children, it says the heavenly Father, who is perfect, how much more? So much more he will give good gifts to those who ask him. So I think it's very important that we have this in mind, that God is a loving father, he's a perfect father, and if he corrects me, it's because of his love and not because he's upset with me or so. Let's go back to Hebrews 12 in verse 7. It says, as you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Who ever heard of a child who is never disciplined by his father? Verse 8, if God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. So we have to see the correction, the discipline of God as a proof of his love, because he is our father. He has to discipline us like we as parents discipline our children. And sometimes it's hard for me as a mom to discipline my child because I love him, and I sometimes if I have to discipline him, he cries because he doesn't understand, and I don't want him to cry, but I have to show him something because I love him and I want him to learn. So remember or imagine what does God feel about this? How does God feel if he has to discipline you? He loves you. It's not easy maybe for him. Sometimes maybe his heart breaks if he has to discipline you. And a child doesn't always understand. Like my son, he's 10 months. He understands a lot, but he doesn't understand all. Sometimes he fights back. For example, he doesn't want to sleep. If he knew how good sleep it is, he would sleep, or he would fall asleep much easier than he does now. But he's a child, and he sometimes doesn't understand. And I think that's how God sees us. Maybe we are adults, but we don't understand everything that God does with us. And we don't know yet that it's good what we're going through. And if you think there's a baby, a child, a teenager, an adult, there are different ages or phases in life, and every age brings its own challenges. And we can see it in the spiritual also. If we are a baby, like we became Christians just now, it's a different phase than if we are Christians for a long time. And God has to treat us, has to discipline us. So what are examples for God's discipline? Sometimes we don't get what we want because God knows better what is good for us. Or sometimes we have to wait. We want it now, but God knows the perfect time. Sometimes we have to stop doing something, or we have to start doing something. As a child has to stop things or has to begin things, we have to learn what is good for us. We have to do it, even if we don't understand it, or we have to stop something, or we have to give something away or let go of something. And it's not always easy. And sometimes education or disciplining also means that I have to allow something that happens, that my child learns by itself. For example, he tries to walk now, and sometimes he falls. And if I always hold him so that he never falls, he will not learn to walk. So when we compare it, God sometimes has to allow that we fall so that we learn by ourselves. So that's an important part of his discipline or his education. In Psalm 103, verse 13, it talks also about the Lord as our Father. It says, the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. He is our loving Father, and he never does something because he is upset with us, but he's compassionate with us. We who fear him, we are his children, and he's compassionate with us. And again, back to the scripture, Hebrews 12, in verse 10 it says, for our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how, But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. So now we know the reason why has God to discipline us. It's because we should share in His holiness. He wants us to become a part of His holiness. That's a big thing. And I think when another reason why He has to discipline us is that we will not be condemned with the world. We are His children, and he can't leave us like we are. We have to change in our thinking. We have to change in our behavior. We have to let go of sin so that He will not condemn us, but share that we would share in His holiness. And I think it's important, or it's interesting to see, it's the chapter 12 is after the chapter 11, where we read about a lot of heroes of the faith. It talks about what is faith, and it tells about many, many people in the Bible who are heroes of the faith. So they would not be heroes of the faith if God would not have disciplined them. So it's very important for us too, if we want to have faith, if we want to become a hero of faith, it's important that we have the discipline of God too. And at the end in verse 11, no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. And I think that's so right. While it is happening, it's not enjoyable. It's painful. It's like the punishment. It's painful for a child if the parents have to correct him. And if God corrects you, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes you want to give up. But then it says, afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So I want to encourage you, set your eyes on the goal. Set your eyes on the future. What is happening through His disciplining, through His correction, through His education? Not the painful situation now, but the peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So if you are trained by God, if you are being corrected by God, be happy, because it's a proof that He accepted you as His child and that He loves you like the perfect, because He's the perfect Father in heaven. So don't give up, don't get tired or frustrated. Keep on doing the good things, keep on believing, keep on having faith, and we will share in His holiness. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God, thank You for Your education. Thank You for Your discipline. Thank You that You are our Father in heaven, that we can know You love us just like we are. You love us so much. You are compassionate about us. And I thank You for Your training, for Your education, for Your discipline. Even if it's painful in the moment, we want to set our eyes on the goal. We want to set our eyes on the things that come through this, that we have peace, that we have righteousness with You. And I pray that, if we're going through these times of discipline, let's be close to us, God. Be near to us, that we know what You are doing, and that we can have the faith that it's good what You are doing. Everything that You do is good in our lives. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.